Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. I want to thank all those people that supported us and purchased their nutraceuticals only for NutriMedical.com. That keeps us on the air. That keeps us broadcasting and doing our ministry. We want to thank all those people that don't wander elsewhere and don't harm themselves by getting inferior products from other places and without advice, because you get free advice here at NutriMedical. My commercials are now going to be circulating here today. Starting today, I talked to Lee Wickenhauser at GCN, which I voiced about a week or so ago. And those commercials talk about two things. Firstly, anybody can email to get free advice. There's no charge. You can ask and say, I have this and that condition, what nutraceuticals or what advice I can do with even tests for my local PCP or primary care doctor or specialist. And if you purchased even one bottle of one product in the last year, you can even get a call back. I usually do those in the evening or on the weekend. And so a call back usually after 6 p.m. Pacific, which is 9 p.m. Eastern. It's late. Or on the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, because I work 7 days a week. Second is the announcement of our amazing, first-in-the-world, regenerative Red Deer Velvet DR. And it's a special capsule delivery system. This will be available probably by next week. And it's been delayed by roughly 6 months with all the complications. I think there's been, say, powers that be trying to prevent it from happening. But this is the first. It's got patents on it, patents pending. Technology to deliver the biomolecules to rebuild any organ, either for an athlete or someone trying to rebuild their organ with things like our nutraceuticals and peptides, epigenetic frequency therapy, hyperbaric oxygen, and lumen pads. And by the way, all the lumen machines now are up. All the packages and all the different components, including the brilliant cap for traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress, depression, and addictions, etc. So that's available. And we are going to be talking here in a second to John, who's actually back in West Virginia. John, are you there? Oh, really? Okay, we'll keep trying because he's supposed to be available. Let's get our Robert Newman, our politician. Let's pull him up first, and then we'll keep on trying to get John. Okay, see if we can get a hold of Robert. Okay, I think it'll be well worthwhile. Robert Newman is a psychologist. He is a very conservative activist on a number of different fronts. We're going to hear his plan to become the new governor of the state of California. And we really need a new conservative government to fix this state. This state has so many things going for it. Climate, population, smart people, all kinds of reasons why, and it's completely mismanaged. The water resources are mismanaged. The taxes are high. We allow sanctuary cities where we bring in criminals and we release them in the streets to harm and kill people and rape them. It's a mess. And Governor Brown has done a smack-up, horrifying job, along with the Attorney General, et cetera. We need a lot of corrections. And we want them to get back on the train to actually make America and make California great again. MACA, M-A-C-A, make California great again, M-A-C-A. So that's really important. So let's see if we can get a hold of Robert. Today we're going to be talking with Amy at Legacy Foods in Hour 2 and Jim Deal. And we're going to talk about the carrot bars, because carrot bars is taking off like a rocket, and the carrot bars coins. If you want to get more information, you can contact me at our 888 order line, 888-212-8871. Leave a message with Michelle, or drop an email at the contact us area. I'll bump it up to Jim Deal, and Jim will actually explain how you can get involved with carrot bars, number one, just to save in gold, fractional gold, and also how to get involved with carrot coins, which is an ICO coin, which is now public. It's taking off like a rocket. And when these new two gold mines come online and back it, that means if you purchase the coins at 1 or 2 cents per coin, it's going to reevaluate, say, in a year or two at $8 plus a coin. And gold is going to go up in price, because the regular currencies around the world in every denomination are going to have to be devaluated to deal with the world debt, not just here, but in Russia and China and elsewhere around the world. So that's going to happen. John W. Spring is on. Of course, John referred me to bring in Robert Newman, a politician. We'll have links directly to his media website as well, and we'll see how that goes. Let's see how we can do with getting a hold of it's amazing that John is not responding to his phone right now. Maybe he thought it was a different time zone that he would be available, but we'll get him on the line. Now, I want to talk about this because, without giving John's last name, John is an interesting story. I was referred by a friend. He's listened to the show for a number of years. And John is a gentleman who's actually taken care of his father for many years. He doesn't have a family. He doesn't have really close friends. And he's financially destitute just on subsistence living. He got cancer, and the cancer spread, and his doctor delayed 3 months referring him to a specialist. By that time, they said it was beyond hope to even start chemo, or even paint-by-numbers chemotherapy and radiation treatment. And so he's terminal. Now, I deal with terminal cancer, and sometimes when I just pray with people and they take our nutraceuticals, God just supernaturally heals them. Others, they heal in steps, and some people, we just add a lot more years of life before without suffering on radiation treatments, which I never agree with, or paint-by-numbers chemo, which I also never agree with. You have to do testing to find out which chemo works. What at the very least we'll do, and I'll give you an alternate story. I had a gentleman about 2.5 years ago, now almost 3 years ago, 28 years of age, had stage 4 lymphoma. And when he called me, he said, "Dr. Deagle, I'm a Christian. I've been listening to your show for a long time, several years. And God told me if I take your cancer nutraceuticals, he's going to cure me." And I said, "Well, I think you should also do insulin potentiated chemotherapy, where we do a test like the RGCC test in Greece, find out which chemo agents and non-chemo agents, a very low dose given with an insulin-potentiated drip, will make it go to the cancer cells and not your normal tissue, so you don't wind up your bone marrow, don't go bald, and don't die of a superinfection." So, no, God just said, just take your nutraceuticals. Well, he hadn't talked to me about a year and a half, and 4 days before Christmas last year, he called me and he said, "Dr. Deagle, I feel great." I said, "What do you mean you feel great? I didn't know you had phone service in heaven." Ha, ha, ha. Now, it's hard to believe, but in fact, he got a full recovery, completely clear on a CT PET scan, and no signs of any recurrence anywhere, just by taking our cancer nutraceuticals. Now, we're in the process of trying to get some finances together, and we want to ask for your donations. Under the consultation area, or if you just call Michelle, 888-212-8871, we take donations for not only our veterans, but also desperate cases like this. We want to ask those people out there that have means and resources to call and make a donation, because we need to get some nutraceuticals to this man, or he'll die very quickly. Now, we may only add months to his life, but remember, these may be a sign gift to say that fellow human beings care for him, and that the Most High God has touched their heart to actually allow us to try to help him. And God himself may intervene and just heal him. If he does, that's a real big sign, and I can't tell you, because I'm not in control, God is. But here's a range of things that I can offer, which most doctors, even into cancer therapy, can't. Number one, we're going to give him the most advanced nutraceuticals for cancer treatment available, and I have those. And they're not, you can't find these all over the place. You can't, okay? Number two, we're going to get him the granulocyte macrophage activation factor, GCMAF. We're going to give him, of course, a CBD oil, which helps to dissolve cancer. We have the CBD oil here, so we can actually ship it to him right away. We have the dendritic vaccine. We actually can get him. If we can get him to Virginia, we have to be able to fly him there because he's disabled. We have to get him there to Tijuana to actually get all the way from West Virginia to Tijuana to get the dendritic vaccine. If we can do that, that'd be wonderful. But if he can't travel, we have other things that we can do for him. Okay. What we need to do is provide a whole series of treatments that are going to give them an increased chance of suppressing the cancer, preventing secondary metastases spread, and giving him at least some decent months before he expires, or curing him. And I can't tell you, we've had cases where people are cured in steps. We've had people where they're cured just spontaneously because they followed whatever instructions they got in prayer. And I can't tell you what will happen, but I do know that it's important for us to take care of each other. I hear the politicians trying to push for Bernie Sanders' idea of what I call Sandercare. Socialist, communist health care, where the terminal life issues are controlled by the state, just like this little boy Alfie that died, it shouldn't be that way. It should be that we take care of each other. And we have a system that makes health care cheap. In fact, I've advised Donald Trump to set up the health care system in a way that that happens, so that it's cheaper to buy drugs. Everybody can get catastrophic insurance without going bankrupt. Everybody can get preventive care and testing done. And the nutraceuticals, if the government co-paid or allowed, but right now we know we can write off complete cost if you have an income of your nutraceuticals and technology like Sonic Life. But do donate. Go to the donation button by consultations, the second one down.
This is Fred.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have Robert C. Newman II up in Redlands, California. He's a candidate, a Republican candidate for a governor of the state of California, and he's actually my choice. I talked to John W. Spring, and he gave me a lot of your information. I have your CV here, which I can post up. And really, we need to talk about what are the key issues that you are qualified, because I know that there's been a public discussion of this, but I think we want to go over the issues that you think are important, like legal immigration, et cetera, to fix this state up. The state has been completely mismanaged, and it shouldn't be. It should be one of the main bulwarks of the economy of the United States. Something like 85% of the research money for high tech actually is done here in California. Most of the advanced military work, including drone research and military research and high tech artificial intelligence, is done here in California. This should be the main engine, if you want to call it, of the 21st century, and it's been a disaster zone. In fact, illegal immigration is one of the drags on the state. We may have legal immigration involved with many other issues, but what are the key ones that you think, Robert, that set you aside from other people that pretend to be qualified to understand these issues, being a psychologist and working in these areas for some time? What are the main issues that set you aside from other candidates?
Just about everything that requires some database and competence and abstract thinking to deal with. But you wanted specific issues you've already
right.
referenced. Legal immigration, water,
right.
Which relates to agriculture, which relates to food. We eat every day. We drink water every day. But
right.
Also issue about jobs in terms of returning manufacturing to California, and that's only going to happen with reduced regulations and reduced taxation so that people have more, so companies make more money, pay their employees more money, and the employees then have more disposable cash after supporting their families and their other concerns, such as their faith and upward mobility.
Right. So, of course, you're also a man of faith as well as a man of government. Him being not directing and being the nanny state, but actually encouraging independence, innovation, and hard work. In other words, to rebuild the economy, which is the exact opposite of people like let's say Bernie Sanders and the crazy management team up in Sacramento that run the state now, which is running it into the ground. It's amazing how badly run the state is.
Most definitely. So certainly being a person who has worked hard to accomplish something and made a contribution to people and the community in which I live, I'm a firm advocate in individual responsibility, and not government doing the things that government has continually, and the people have allowed it, continually taken over more and more and more of the responsibilities, as I see it, of the individual. And that might be issues of trash collection. It might be issues of sweeping the street. It might be issues of trimming your own trees rather than turning that over to government. Dog catching. Right. Take care of yourself. Don't call some government agency. It turns over control to them and shirks your responsibility to do your part.
Yeah, it's a good example is the idea of green energy and some of the green energy regulations. We have the highest gasoline prices. I went to fill my car, and I have a minivan, and I couldn't believe how expensive it was. And I always don't let it drop below half a tank, so I'm going to have to refill it again today. And it costs like, wow, I'm in shock. I mean, half a tank costs more than when I, came here to California 10 years ago than a full tank. And where's this money going? In foolish projects. For example, one of the latest ones was the solar panel project, where any new home construction requires solar panels, whether solar panels with backup batteries or not. It's going to increase the cost of homes by 15% to 20%. And in a state where already the price of housing is being priced out of young people because they carry these giant student loans and they can't get enough money in their jobs, it's insane what's going on here, and it's driving young people to states like Arizona and Nevada and elsewhere because they can't survive here.
Well, all that's true. It's not just young people who can't survive
right.
in this, even with parental assistance. It's those good red-blooded Americans
right.
who are in the middle class of thinking and. Income, they're leaving the state because they see it. They're fed up with all this government interference in their lives. So
right.
What's sharing is true. Now, with respect to the cost of housing, you know that that has to do with the cost of permits, the cost of inspections, the cost of, well, I live in the country on a farm. So those newer houses out in this area, of which we don't encourage anyway, but it does happen. The owner of the property has a right to do as they choose. But that they need a storage tank of water, and they need a sprinkler system, etc. You added the green energy emphasis that... All of that adds to the price of the construction of the house and prices people right out of the market.
Right.
Or into a stack and pack way of living where people bump into each other if they pass through a room together. That sort
right.
of thing. And I'm very
right.
much opposed to all of that.
Exactly, yeah. Now, if your website for candidacy, what is it, Robert?
Yes, it's Robert C. Newman II.
Yeah,
now,
No, I'm talking about your website address. What's your website address?
Oh, okay. It's newman4governor.com, and that's N-E-W-M-A-N, the number 4, and then governor spelled out, newman4governor.com.
Ah, very good.
That'll be there. Yes.
Newman and number 4. Governor.com. That's great. And .com. Excellent. I'll have to post it up now. Let me ask you a couple other issues. These are burning issues. As a physician, I've come up with a plan. I've tried to communicate it through with even videos last year to Donald Trump. I'm not getting very far. We are negotiating with John W. Spring to try to help negotiations for North Korea and Iran. And this president is surrounded by lots of people that I don't think have the best intel information or the best advice. Some of them are better, certainly, than the Democrats, which are completely off the rocker. But what I
yes.
would like to see, for give an example, I've been in communication with with Paul Power for the Primary Water Institute up in Eureka, Northern California. And he's been, for the last 60 years, actually explored around the world and drilled for primary water, which is oasis water, by doing deep radar analysis. And you can actually see some of these waters are actually 100 feet deep, like at 6,000 feet last year. They drilled and got more than, I think, 150, 200 gallons per minute from a well in the mountains in Northern California. There's no shortage of ultimate oasis water. We have fall zones. This state should be brimming with advanced agricultural advances without using wastewater to put in our food supply. And that's one issue I know you want to solve. The Primary Water Institute with Paul Power is part of that solution. Back in a moment with Robert Newman for Governor. Website again for Robert Newman II is for Governor Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N, for governor.com. So, Robert, let's touch on the second issue. We talked about water. I did a little spiel. I want to hear your response because you're an agricultural owner manager of field crops, goat milk, and production. You have a background in PhD psychology. You've worked in the area of clinical psychology for many years. You understand lots of issues. In fact, the illegal immigration issue is a really major problem. It's also stressing our social services, plus it also doesn't fill our needs for industry. We have certain people we need to bring in either on a work visa program, like Bracero 2, I call it. But then legal immigration needs to be streamlined and cost less money, but also can weed out people that should never be able to become Americans or even live here or work here. And tell us how your solutions would solve this problem, because, you know, we talk about the wall and so on. The wall is just part of an immigration policy, because 60-70% of the people that overstay their visas don't come over the wall. They just fly here, moving as students or whatever, and they just overstay their visa. So how would you fix this?
There are a number of ways of approaching this particular issue. Let's deal with agriculture first.
Right.
Since I've been agriculture basically all of my life, I realize that agriculture needs a Bracero program, too. I've been an advocate of a guest worker program for a considerable period of time. These are individuals who come here to work on, should be, I'll say, registered, work on a farm. They are not permitted to leave a farm to moonlight in the community using the skills they learned on the farm or in their country of origin in the community and compete with American citizens. For the most part, the illegal aliens who are here have a different standard of living. That is to say, they can live in a dirt floor shack and not take a shower for months, and that's okay. They bring that with them. The problem is the disease and so on.
Right.
But that's their lifestyle. They need to become, the illegals need to become Americans, period. But back to the guest worker program, we must have a guest worker program where they're here and maybe migrate to different crops throughout the state of California and then return to their country of origin.
Right.
They must monitored in that sense. Now, I'm sure industry can use some of those, but you realize that in manufacturing, which I approve returning to the state of California, that the they're moving toward robots.
Right.
That'll eliminate lower level, the limited education, the limited perhaps intellectual capability of the individuals, and so we need fewer and fewer of them. We're moving toward mechanization in the fields. You clearly see that.
Right.
And anybody who drives up the 99 or the 5 in California, they see it. And so we're moving toward mechanization. But the soft fruits, for example, it'll be a long time before we have sensitive equipment enough to detect the sugar content that is ready to be picked and not harm the fruit when it's picked. It'll be a while. I'm talking about plums and peaches and apricots and that sort of thing.
Right,
And so, yes, is there another facet of this question I must address as you see it? Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I've had journalists on the program that go back to the Bracero 2 program. We reviewed that last year. And the fact is, the Bracero 2, which would be a kind of take from the Bracero 1 program, they had housing, they had food, they came and work. Half their salary was kept in the government account. When they returned to their home country, they got it back. They could support their families, and then they had to return to their home country, and they're registered. They wouldn't get off the farms. They wouldn't be civil detention camps, but they would not be permitted to leave. And they could apply for citizens to work outside the camps after, say, a number of years, but they'd have to have a tracker anklet or some way of tracking them, because what we have is we don't want to have competition against, say, blacks and Hispanics that are already citizens for other skill sets, and we don't want to have an illegal drug trade, because a lot of these people come in countries that are so violent, they come up with MS-13 or drug trade, and of course, we now know there's dark elements within our own government that support specific cartels bringing in drugs into the country for black op projects. I know for a fact, for example, having above top super clearance, that $2 trillion of money by the illegal drug trade is actually managed by parts of our intel agencies, including the CIA and FBI. That's why Fast and Furious happened. And people need to understand it's not just a matter of the need here. It's a matter that there's government departments that want to evade Congress and Senate for budgets, so they have these black op projects going on, and the money is coming in from illegal drug trade and organ trade. That's what, and people need to start realizing that.
With, being a research clinical psychologist and having been in practice fee-for-service for 20 years,
right.
I understand a lot of aspects of the program, but the issue that we're addressing. But the real issue is the use of drugs, not drug trafficking. If there were not a market in this country, drugs wouldn't come into this country. So we need to address the issue, which is psychological and spiritual, about why people would be involved with drugs. I am extremely fortunate. I grew up in the country, agriculture. I never had anything to do with drugs ever in my life. Not even tobacco and alcohol. So when we address the spiritual issue that my life is meaningless, there's no reason to even be here, so I might as well create an artificial sense of excitement, and that's what we're talking about.
Exactly. In other words, you're picking at the actual underlying cause. There's a sense of general hopelessness in the population that gets drugged. Secondly, whenever you take drugs, no matter what drug, whether it's crack cocaine or opiates, it lowers dopamine activity in the brain. And we can raise that now with nutraceuticals, etc. The third thing you write is super spiritual. We don't deal with the spiritual and the environmental issues there. But also what we have is we have scalar toxic effects like smart meters, Wi-Fi networks, and so on, that are causing insomnia, agitation, and so on. And to counter that, people take sedative hypnotic alcohol, or they take these drugs. So it's part of the environment that's driving it, and the psychology of the community, and the hopelessness of the people that get involved with drugs. We also have to know that there's genetic predispositions. If you actually do a gene profile, which I can do, I can tell you which people are prone. For example, 7% of people that even smoke marijuana are going to become psychotic or schizophrenic on marijuana. So these things are not benign. For example, whether it's marijuana or some other psychedelic drug like Thai tea from Hawaii or some other thing like magic mushrooms, the certain percentage of the population are going to lose it. The same way as when people start on alcohol, they have genetic predispositions to GABA metabolism that's abnormal and glutamine, and they're going to end up with neurological changes occurring very quickly when they get exposed to these substances. So part of the problem is now we have a society that wants to quote, legalize marijuana, and I think they're not doing testing genetically before these people get exposed. 93% will be okay. Marijuana is going to, though, increase the chances of car accidents and industrial accidents. I'm a hazmat officer and a national drug testing expert on this, and I can tell you, having worked in OCMED and been a director of OCMED, I can tell you, marijuana by itself is dangerous, and it also is an entry to lots of other drugs, because people taking any drug are trying to put themselves in a state that's not normally natural because they don't like their life. You're absolutely right. There's a spiritual and a toxicological basis for it. So if you're exposed to a smart meter that gives you insomnia and you're agitated all the time because you have toxic food, you're going to end up reaching for drugs to try to counteract the toxic food and scalar radiation affecting your brain activity.
Now, I'm going to comment on the psychopharmacological issues involved, because as a graduate student on the doctoral level, certain courses in psychopharmacology, and at that time there was a very well-known psychiatrist in the San Diego area where all my education took place, who met with Nixon and had a few minutes to say, marijuana is perfectly safe. That's what Lou Bozzetti said. Marijuana is perfectly safe. Nixon said, well, I don't like the idea, and so on. Well, in that case, Nixon was right, and the great psychiatrist was wrong.
Exactly.
Now, that's
exactly.
because it can be a stepping stone to more serious drugs.
Most of you.
Newman II, who is running for governor as a conservative candidate. Sounds like if we were to kind of summarize your platform, your website is Newman4governor.com. Newman4governor.com. And do support him, do put donations, do actually get out lawn signs, etc. We need a very conservative governor who actually has the creds that when the situation or questions are raised, whether it's primary water for agriculture and not reused or secondary water that's wastewater, when we talk about illegal immigration, we want streamlined immigration. The idea of just building a wall, and again, a wall isn't just a physical barrier. You want a cyber barrier. You want a immigration courts. You want a situation where you can prevent MS-13 coming, but you want to have some humanitarian relief, but you don't want to end up with nations because the world economy is very fragile, dumping hundreds of millions of people we can't possibly support or take into our economy, or they compete with the lower classes where their jobs are disappearing. The blue-collar jobs in this country are disappearing because of artificial intelligence and robotics. And that primarily affects males because more females involved with non-blue-collar jobs and they're less affected. This also destroys the family, so more males are unemployable in the lower classes now than ever, especially when they come here with only grade 4 or 5, say, from Central America. And even when they want to integrate into society, they're often rural people from Honduras and these other countries. They don't have the skill sets to survive in the city or even to advance their education. So educational needs need to be improved. The school system here in California is failing. We need to improve the water system so that people get reasonable price water. We need to have a system for power generation that's not going to be ridiculous. I don't believe in more nuclear reactors. I think we can be much more novel in that in terms of solar. We also have to change our power grid system across the country so it's hardened. There's so many things that can be fixed that would cost less money, including the most important, get rid of the damn regulations here in California. This is what's killing the state, isn't it?
Precisely. Regulations and also taxation.
Right.
People are not focusing on how much control, as we touched on earlier in this program, they're not focusing on how much control their government is exercising over them, but they passively turn it over to government and just go along with it.
Right.
But there are individuals who react to it and actually the long and short of it is pay the price. I've done a number of times. Paid the price of saying enough's enough. The answer is no. It's and government officials, the whole set of the rule enforcers, without making any sense to what they're doing at all, don't want anything challenged. And we must. Well, the bumper stickers that used to say "challenge authority," they just led to getting citations on the roadway, but we need to question things. I recall an incident where my windows were too dark. This was in Ventura County on the freeway. My
right.
windows in this truck were too dark. I got pulled over by CHP, and he said they were too dark. He wrote me a fix a ticket just because he can. And I said, he said they're too dark. I said, well, what is the problem with that? And these were not dark at all by current standards.
Right.
And he said it's a safety issue. That's what they always say, health and safety, health and safety. And so I said, safety for whom? And he just looked at me disgusted and walked away. and finished writing the citation.
He probably didn't even know what the reason was. There's no medical reason for it. If anything, you'd reduce cataracts in the left eye. Remember, the left eye is three-quarters of all cataract surgeries on the left eye because you don't have a darkened window. And it's certainly not going to increase automobile accidents to have darkened windows. I have them in my minivan. Except for the front windshield, which you want to have a clear. You want to have darkened windows so you don't end up with extreme sunburning, or if somebody's trying to rest, they don't want dark, they don't want light coming down their face when they're laying back. This is again the nanny state. That's why when people like Bernie Sanders puts his hand up in the air social communist, I'm thinking, Bernie, how are you going to pay for free education for all? You can make it less expensive, but you can also have a better system for paying off student loans so they don't end up saddled with debt up their eyeballs. But you don't make it free. You can't make it completely free, even if it's less expensive. And same with healthcare. If I put a system in, I could make it one quarter to one fifth the cost right now, and everybody would be covered with catastrophic insurance. You segment healthcare. Catastrophic insurance, what I would do is have a VAT, value added tax, to deal with preventive care and catastrophic, and allow people to contract directly to their primary care doctors. $20 for a child and $40 for an adult. There's clinics all over America that do this, where if you need primary care, you don't have malpractice, you just pay the doctors directly and they can actually stay in business. What's going on in healthcare is they're actually driving doctors out of practice, and some doctors with big ticket items, if you don't pay, you go bankrupt. So 86% of the people going bankrupt in this country already have insurance, but the healthcare costs are so horrendous, it drives them into bankruptcy or they lose their home. It's ridiculous.
Yes, now you, being a physician, you touched on the benefit of bone marrow stem cell treatment for a particular condition, which you didn't reference. But I understand what you're talking about. People need to be real clear on one's own stem cells, adult stem cells, and embryonic stem cells. I'm not in favor of harvesting the fetus and the placenta for
it doesn't work. Anyway, I'm an expert on this area, and the best ones actually are Stematica in San Diego that make stem cell lines of people that are volunteered or paid. They take their stem cells, multiply them in a stem cell bank and a hypoxic thing. The concentration is way higher you'd ever get unless you take your own stem cells and multiply them, say, for a month or two, which, by the way, is illegal in America because if you multiply more than 24 hours, it's considered a drug. So as a result, you couldn't go to a bank and say, draw out your bone marrow, which is a painful procedure, multiply your stem cells, and even keep them banked for decades, which everybody in America should have your own bank stem cells. It should be a national right that if you're sicker and older, you've got banked stem cells 20 years earlier. If you have heart failure, or if you need to regenerate your brain after a traumatic brain injury, you get your own stem cells.
Yes.
But we have the alternative of banked stem cells. Remember, the stem cells are only architects and engineers. They don't rebuild the tissue without the building blocks. I have a patent pending on a product that makes you return to the fetal state. That'll be available by next week. And it's the first and only product in the world that actually returns your body to the fetal state by just taking some capsules orally. Now, what we have to understand is novel health care can cost a fraction of interventional health care. If you wait till symptoms arise or someone is in a catastrophic state, so for example, the first symptom of heart disease in males is death. It's not a bad day. The same way as 55%, the first symptom in females of heart disease is death. It's not a bad day. And the problem is, I call it faceplant syndrome. We should start intervening. It's like you don't drive a very fancy car down the road without changing the oil and the compression of the cylinders and doing all the other things. You wouldn't even think of it. You'd think of bringing it in regularly, having your Italian, mechanic fix it or fly in from Milano and then fixing your car, because you want to drive a Lamborghini Countach at 200 miles an hour. If you have bad mechanics, you're going to die. You're going to die. It'll spin off the road and you'll die. And the problem is, we don't operate our bodies like we've advanced a fancy, expensive car. But if we did, and we use life extension technology, what I want to see is not just artificial intelligence in the next 5 to 10 years. We're on the verge that within 5 years, not 20 years, within 5 years, we're going to have life extension technology so the average person in their 60s will live to be 120. The average person that's 20 is going to live over 200 and theoretically doesn't need to die except by violence, starvation, and wars. And that's where we're going.
Yeah.
We're going to start seeing the emergence of what I call the welderly, where elderly that are getting along with a cane 20 years later may be actually playing soccer. where people that are actually going back to university or taking in careers in their 90s or 110, that's going to emerge in the next few years. And it's, society is not ready for that. They're not ready for what I call the welderly, are they?
No, absolutely not. It's certainly a novel concept.
Especially the welderly that are going to accumulate enough wealth, they can have dynastic wealth by taking their 10th PhD and traveling around the world or just volunteering. I don't believe in retirement. Retirement should be the back of the shovel on your grave. I believe that you should volunteer even if you don't get paid a wage, that you should always make yourself useful to other members of society, and we have to start acting like an organism instead of individuals trying to survive.
Well, that's an interesting thought. In terms of the analogy, certainly I do agree with the thought that where did this idea of retirement begin anyway? It basically started with, well, back with unions and a 40-hour work week. And
exactly, yeah.
And, but the other part of it is I have a meaningless job. I can't wait to retire.
Right.
That's people need to have intrinsically worthwhile remunerative activities in their life where they look forward to going to work on Monday morning.
What we should do is also we need to reinvent what an economy is and make sure people's lives are not useless, that the robotically reversible jobs could be gone, but new jobs that are enriching and empowering become available. That's what we need.
Well, that's another way to say it, yeah.
A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.